through his stolen and packed U-Haul.
Yahweh said I was a better person than I knew I was.
Hey folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wissota. Sarah Yacoub of the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC is on the Mississippi River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstad of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy?
Hello and welcome to the Up North Podcast. We want to thank everyone up north who listens to us as a podcast on the weekends. And we welcome the folks in Madison. And wonderfully, we got Milwaukee through Walk Radio and the Shaw now that we're broadcasting to, listening to us as well. So we're really excited that we've got Southern Wisconsin kind of as our live radio audience. And then we're zooming the podcast up up north. And we hope that the Southern folks appreciate a little Northern viewpoints, albeit progressive. We're not quite the same. So thanks everybody for listening today.
Yeah, and coming up on the program, think about how you'd react if somebody forged a check in your name and tried to cash it in, or a voting ballot. Well, several somebodies forged important election ballots as part of a plot to overturn the way Wisconsin voted in 2020. Don't you think that should be prosecuted? Kirk thinks so. And so we're going to get the latest update on that and other parts of the ongoing fight to protect our democracy and protect the votes of every citizen up north and all around the state.
And we have another member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission joining us, former Chair Mark Thompson, who also now has a weekly radio program on these same radio stations. We'll get his latest update on assaults against free elections.
But first, we got to give Miss Yacoub a round of applause here for all the work she's doing for the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC. Maybe you've seen our Facebook post for the preview of the commercial we'd like to air during an upcoming Green Bay Packers playoff game.
I did, and I found it very intriguing. You did something that I wished would happen more often after election cycles. Usually when people run for office, and if they fall short, they just kind of disappear. And that's a real shame. It's a loss, because here's someone in your community that wants to step up and serve, and they have ideas and they have talents that are still worth working for, like you two people on my screen right now.
Well, and that's what we did in this commercial. And Kirk, you are entirely too generous. The amount of work that you put into this is very commendable, and thank you. This commercial features several good men and women around the state who, like Kirk and myself, ran for office in 2020, but couldn't get past these rigged gerrymandered maps. And it means we're not able to work on your behalf to fix the economy or take the pandemic seriously or stop the plundering of our schools and natural resources. But we can continue educating the public, raising awareness about the cheating that Republicans do with these current maps and the cheating that they and the Republicans on the state Supreme Court want to do with the next round of maps. So we filmed a commercial about it, and we're hoping to raise enough funds to show it in lots of places during a Packers playoff game.
And just to let everybody know that's listening on air right now, over the last 2 days, we raised about $22,000 to do this. And we've already got a little bit in our coffers for the Super PAC. So we're for sure going to air this in the Wausau Media Market on the first Green Bay Packer game on January 22nd or 23rd, whenever it, whenever they program it. But everything above that we raise, which we're aiming for $50,000, but it could cost up to $200,000 for the whole state, we're going to plow into other media markets to hit more viewers, to tell people that Republicans cheated them and to remember that when they vote in 2022. So we're really excited about this commercial. We hope people can see it all around the state.
Yeah, you'll see some familiar faces of the good men and women who could give us a much more productive legislature, shall we say. You can go to the Facebook page of the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC to learn more and to see the ad and to see our shiny, happy faces as well each weekend when we do this here podcast thingamajiggy. So let's take our first break. When we come back, Mark Thompson of the Wisconsin Elections Commission and more about whether folks appreciate just how much more endangered free elections are here in the United States. We'll be right back. You're up north.